One report says the number of planned layoffs fell, while another report says the number of private sector jobs fell as well.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. A couple of jobs reports out this morning paint a mixed view of the employment market. Consultants Challenger Gray and Christmas said employers are cutting back on layoffs for the first time this summer. And yet another report showed private sector job growth slowed this month, August. All this ahead of a data point that most economists view as the most important of the month, the Labor Department's employment report. Marketplace's Eve Troeh is with us live here in our Los Angeles studio to help paint this jobs picture for us. Pretty complicated one. Hi, Eve.
Hey, Steve.
So layoffs were crawling up all summer, but August was down a bit. What happened?
Well, I guess you could say things aren't as bad as they could have been is one way to look at it.
Yeah, the optimist, are you?
As for what happened, we might know a little more on that on Friday. But August did see fewer layoffs in July, and you're right. They had been going up since May. So it looks like we've finally broken that trend. We are on the way down. But we did still see 51,000 planned layoffs in August, and that's more layoffs than we saw a year ago. John Challenger this morning said lots of those jobs are in one area, and his firm, Challenger Gray & Christmas, released its layoff report today.
Government announced plans to cut 18,000 workers, nearly double what we saw in July. And unlike previous months, these announcements weren't dominated by state and local agencies. It was the federal level that led the way.
So lots of civilian and soldier cuts in the military, he said. But the good news, you know, many private companies are keeping their current employees.
All right. Fewer layoffs is good, right, Eve? So, but people are out of work and they still need the economy to add jobs. So how are things looking on that front?
Well, we can learn a little bit from the payroll processing company ADP on that. Every month it puts out a report based on private companies' payroll numbers. In August, it shows 91,000 net jobs added. Now, that does not include government jobs, just private jobs. So that's where we heard most of the bad news is. And 91,000 jobs is fewer than we added last month, also fewer than economists were predicting and hoping. Ben Herzon is with Macroeconomic Advisors. They're sort of the executive producers of this report. And they say overall, we're pretty much breaking even.
And it's been the case over the last several months that job additions have just barely exceeded job losses. And, you know, we don't see anything different from that trend in today's data.
So there's growth, but, you know, if you were walking on that job line on the graph, it would just feel totally flat. You'd not be feeling a burn.
You're not going up or down?
No.
All right. Marketplace's Eve Troeh here in the studio with us. Eve, thanks.
Thank you.
You wouldn't think there's a job market problem if you looked at the want ads in Silicon Valley. As Marketplace's Steve Henn reports from the tech sector now, there are lots of jobs to fill there, but few people qualified to fill them.
High-tech companies have long complained the U.S. doesn't educate enough engineers with advanced degrees. But asking American CEOs if there are enough engineers in this country is a little like asking a child if the world has enough ice cream. Or so says Vivek Wadhwa.
At the macro level, there's absolutely no shortage of engineers in America.
Wadhwa is a visiting scholar at the University of California at Berkeley. Wadhwa says there are some engineer shortages, but they tend to be regional and confined to specific industries.
In Silicon Valley, there's extreme shortages of highly skilled programming talent. It's not a national problem, and it's not a generic engineering problem.
When it comes to engineering talent, Wadhwa believes what matters most is quality, not quantity. And today, more than half of all engineering PhDs awarded by American universities go to foreign students. And these days, many of them are heading home after graduation. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now. The S&P and NASDAQ each up more than 1%. The Dow is up 105 points, about 0.9% at 11,662. Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal report this morning the U.S. Justice Department is seeking to block the AT&T-T-Mobile merger because of antitrust concerns. American factory orders were up big time in July, thanks in part to a big jump in automobile demand, the biggest in 8 years, and a surge in orders for commercial aircraft. Analysts say the increase shows that Japan's supply chain is recovering after this year's devastating earthquake and tsunami. Meanwhile, applications for home mortgages fell sharply last week by an average of more than 10%. That's according to the Mortgage Bankers Association.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. and by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. Healthcare coverage is supported in part by the California Endowment, a health foundation dedicated to expanding access to healthcare for all Californians.
Shipping rates have dropped big time in the few years since demand for Chinese raw materials was booming. Back in 2008, the Chinese shipping giant Costco, COSCO, agreed to rent freighters for as much as $80,000 a day per ship and locked in that rate. But now the company says it's not going to pay the old rate because costs are so low. Sally Herships explains.
Imagine if you could renegotiate a contract years after you signed it. That's what China Ocean Shipping Company, or Costco, wants to do. Freighter owners locked in high prices when Costco was scrambling to fill orders from Chinese factories for coal and iron ore.
People had to go out and move cargo, so they went out and signed charter rates for whatever the market demanded.
Ted Prince is a transportation industry consultant. In 2008, there was a shortage of the type of ship that Costco needed. Now, with lower manufacturing demand, Costco only wants to pay today's going shipping rate, $16,000 a day per freighter.
If you were a ship owner, you'd be pretty concerned right now. You know, if they're not honoring their contracts, why should I be a chump and honor mine?
Ship owners are threatening to seize vessels owned by Costco as collateral. But is that legal? Martin Davis, director of Tulane's Maritime Law Center.
Yes, is the short answer to that. Although it seems a little outlandish to you that this can be done, it's sort of everyday practice in the shipping business.
But ship owners are hoping to work this out on land. Even on the high seas, no one wants to go to war with a customer. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Be sure to sign up for our podcast. Check out the numbers, too, and a new program called Marketplace Index, hosted by David Brancaccio. That's at marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
What's better than the Good Housekeeping seal of approval? How about the Pentagon's?
People who are skeptical, you know, yeah, that's kind of a niche technology. It's not a niche technology anymore. Look at the Marines start to use it. In the minds of an investor, that's an incredibly trustworthy endorsement.
I'm Tess Vigeland. The U.S. military is going green, but will this spur a green economy? Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.